Hello and welcome. In this talk, I'll brief you on what's been happening around Thunderbird in the last year and take a look at what you can look forward to in the upcoming year. I'm Magnus Melin and I'm leading the technical efforts for Thunderbird. If you're not familiar with Thunderbird, let me give you a brief overview. You could say Thunderbird is like a Swiss Army knife of open distributed communication. We want to support and encourage the use of open standards for communication in all forms. We want users to have control of their communications, and if they're not happy, they should be able to switch to something else with the data retained. Now, finding something else that is as feature-rich as Thunderbird will be hard, which I think is a good explanation of why we have around 30 million users. Even with the quirks, we're ahead of the competitors in that regard. On the code level, Thunderbird was originally built using mostly C, C++ backend, XUL for user interface, along with JavaScript and CSS. XUL is an internal technology that Mozilla has used, and it's now being actively phased out in replacement of HTML. Much of our code base is shared with Firefox, and therefore we have a lot of things to do. We have a very rich UI, so that means a lot of XUL to convert over. Anyway, this work is progressing, and I'll tell you a bit more about it later in this presentation. Let's take a brief history lesson. Well, Thunderbird 1.0 was released in 2004 and developed by Mozilla staff from then until 2012, when development was handed over to the community. At that time, many thought Thunderbird was dead. Indeed, it took some time for the community to get organized, with the Mozilla Foundation agreeing to act as the legal and financial home for the project. We managed to get enough donations to start setting up a team of paid developers. And with this growing team, a corporation to handle Mozilla Thunderbird operations was set up in 2020. This is now Mozilla MCLA Technologies Corporation, which is a fully owned subsidiary of the Mozilla Foundation. We're still continuing to grow the team. If you're looking for an exciting job in FOSS, please head over to our careers page at thunderbird.net. In the mid 2020, we released Thunderbird 78, which had more substantial changes than usual. After Firefox dropped support for legacy add-ons with the 57 release, Thunderbird had kept supporting them, and that maintenance burden was substantial and technologically a dead end, so we decided that we too should stop supporting them and instead build our own web extension compatible add-on system, and this is how we got mail extensions. There were a few rather significant add-ons that needed to have an upgrade path. We had MozMill for internal testing, automated testing purposes. There was Lightning, the calendar add-on, and Enigmail for encrypted emails, which were maybe the three main ones. A fourth is perhaps provider for Google Calendar, which is very popular, but for most use cases, that can be replaced simply by using Google CalDAV, which we support as a standard technology. So for MozMill, we managed to convert over all the automated tests to using Mockytests, which is a standard testing framework in Firefox. Lightning, which we had shipped with Thunderbird as an add-on since many years, we decided to integrate as part of the product. Also for Enigmail, we wanted to enable the functionality. We couldn't integrate it as such because it used GNU-PG, causing licensing incompatibilities. So we needed another library for that, for the actual encryption. So he replaced the GNU-PG usage with RMP and Botan libraries.